Chapter 59, Translator, Zia, Editor, Ellie, He Jushin was suddenly assassinated, enraging the Empress, who, in a fit of anger, dismissed Xu Ting from her position. The entire court, both civil and military officials, found it unbelievable, thinking the Empress was making a mountain out of a molehill. They couldn't help but speculate if the Empress was seizing the opportunity to take action against the Xu family. Xu Ting, however, could empathize with the Empress's feelings. Since the last episode of coughing up blood and losing consciousness, the Empress had been consumed by the fear of her own mortality, feeling increasingly that her body was failing her. Which Empress wouldn't want to live a long life? He Jushin was like a reassuring pill for the Empress. As long as He Jushin was around, the Empress felt she could live a bit longer. Now, the sudden news of He Jushin being assassinated stirred the Empress's suspicion. It couldn't be helped if she redirected her anger towards Xu Ting. Leaving the Imperial Inspection Office, Xu Ting handed over all her responsibilities to Su Jin before departing. Under Xu Ting's leadership, the East City Imperial Inspection Office had undergone a complete transformation. Efficiency had improved significantly, and the people in the office genuinely respected Xu Ting. However, when the Empress personally ordered Xu Ting's dismissal, they had no choice but to comply, despite their reluctance. "I'm just resigning, not dying. Why are you all putting on mournful faces?" Xu Ting teased. "I'm leaving. We can all get together for a drink sometime in the future." With that, Xu Ting left the Imperial Inspection Office without a trace of nostalgia. Many eyes were fixed on her, curious about what her next move would be. The daughter of the Zhenbian Palace, in the prime of her life, would she willingly settle into the role of an ordinary noblewoman with no achievements? Nobody believed it. The fourth princess approached Xu Ting again, insinuating that as long as Xu Ting sided with her, she could persuade the Empress to rescind the decree. She even promised Xu Ting a higher official position. Xu Ting lifted her teacup, concealing a mocking smile at the corner of her mouth. Originally, Xu Ting had no strong opinions about the fourth princess, but now she realized that the fourth princess was a schemer. Killing He Jushin on one hand and then trying to recruit her on the other, using grandiose words, it was truly hypocritical. "Fourth princess, you're worrying too much. Both thunder and rain are blessings from the ruler. Since Her Majesty has punished me, I will reflect on my actions at home without troubling the fourth princess." The fourth princess was annoyed by Xu Ting's lack of recognition and left in a huff. Xu Ting didn't even stand up, sitting in her place and saying, "Fourth princess, no need for a formal farewell." After taking care of the affairs for He Jushin, Xu Ting and Du Xian found a picturesque and auspicious place to bury her. After finishing these tasks, it was already summer. At this point, most people had almost forgotten about Xu Ting. In contrast, the struggle for the position of crown princess in the court became more intense. The ministers had received news from the palace that the empress's health was deteriorating. In those days, the empress mostly stayed in the palace of the imperial noble consort or the emperor. Regarding the harem, the empress's interest waned while her strength dwindled. Therefore, the calls for the crown princess became increasingly urgent. Every day in court, several venerable old ministers would step forward, earnestly hoping the empress would promptly designate the crown princess. The empress felt extremely irritated but restrained from expressing anger. These old ministers were like stubborn rocks in a latrine, smelly and unyielding. Anyway, they had already lived long enough, and if they dared to collide with a pillar in the grand hall, that would be a fitting end for them to be remembered in history. The empress was daily vexed, and all the courtiers knew that the matter of designating the crown princess couldn't be delayed much longer. In a secluded estate outside the city owned by the Xu family, Yan Yunshu was pleasantly surprised when she sat with Xu Ting and lifted her wine cup, saying, "I didn't expect you to invite me voluntarily. Is there something on your mind?" Yan Yunshu asked curiously. "Nothing much, just felt like it's been a long time since we had a drink together," Xu Ting casually replied. "Well, it has been a while. Surprisingly, the Empress hasn't reinstated your position," Yan Yunshu expressed her frustration. She also wished to help Xu Ting, but the solution eluded her. "Without a decree from Her Majesty, there's nothing anyone can do. Impatience won't make it happen." Unlike what others may think, Xu Ting remained very calm. Today, Yan Yunshu's meeting wasn't about the position at the inspectorate. Frankly, Xu Ting knew she would eventually leave that department. She couldn't stay there indefinitely. Contrary to her planned promotion or transfer, the current situation had deviated slightly. Inviting Yan Yinshu out was to test whether the present circumstances made Xu Ting suitable for allegiance. Xu Ting had seen through the true nature of the fourth princess. While the Xu family initially intended to follow the path of pure ministers, facing the potential future monarch in the fourth princess seemed to be self-deception. Xu Ting was confident that if the fourth princess ascended to the throne, the Xu family would undoubtedly meet an unfortunate end. With the signing of the Shang-Gao alliance, the border of Dian was expected to remain peaceful for a decade. Within this time frame, it would be ample for Yan Yuntong to cultivate her own border military commander. The Xu family was not indispensable. Hence, Xu Ting intended for Yan Yunshu to become the empress. If Yan Yunshu were like Lu Wangshu and others, today's meeting would signify an unspoken understanding between sovereign and minister, perhaps to be recorded in future history books. Unfortunately, as the conversation reached its climax, Xu Ting had already steered the topic towards the court, bringing up the power struggle between Yan Yunshu and the fourth princess regarding the position of the crown princess. The eldest princess, fourth princess, and you, if we discuss who should be the empress. Xu Ting, Yan Yunshu suddenly interrupted Xu Ting with a loud voice. She seemed to have come up with an idea, appearing particularly excited. You know, I can intentionally lose to the fourth princess, so I won't have to become the empress? With a loud snap, Xu Ting directly crushed the wine glass in her hand, her face instantly darkening. The rich wine spilled onto the table through her fingers. Meanwhile, Yan Yunshu seemed oblivious, snapping to the floor with a thud, holding onto the wine glass. No, no, she chuckled, looking quite frustrated. Father won't agree, I can't be willful. Then, Yan Yunshu dramatically leaned backward, ending up lying on the floor. Xu Ting expressionlessly opened her hands, letting the broken shards of the glass fall onto the table. She stood up and impassively stepped over Yan Yunshu, instructing the servants, when the seventh prince wakes up, send her back to the city. Then, Xu Ting left the manor alone, mounted the Hei Feng, and returned to the Zhenbian Palace. Why are you back so soon? Du Xinyan asked, puzzled. Xu Ting kissed him and then inquired, what have you been busy with? Du Xinyan replied, Xu Mei is about to be betrothed to Miss Zhao, and Nishang and the seventh princess are also preparing for their marriages. I'm getting ready for the gifts. As a brother-in-law and a close friend, he wanted the gifts to be meaningful. For betrothal and marriage, the typical gifts involved jewelry, jade, and luxurious fabrics. However, these choices were not unique, and Du Xinyan found it challenging to decide. Yan Yunshu was going to marry Wang Nisheng. Well, they had been engaged for a long time, and any time for their marriage would conform to proper etiquette. However, it felt a bit rushed, a sense of being pushed and hurried. Xu Ting understood, the Wang family was an influential family, and their matriarch held one of the three high offices. Many court officials respected her. In the past, when Princess Yan Yunshu and Wang Nisheng agreed to the engagement, it was to bring the influential Wang family closer to Yan Yunshu's elder sister, Princess Yan Yunshan. Now that Yan Yunshu is vying for the position of the crown princess, the situation has become more tense. Empress naturally hopes that the Wang family will spare no effort to help Yan Yunshu. However, in this world, everyone acts in their own interest. If Wang Nisheng was not the confirmed prince of seventh princes, how could the Wang family wholeheartedly support Yan Yunshu? The empress needs the Wang family's unwavering assistance for Yan Yunshu, so she must quickly offer them benefits. I heard that Lu Jilan has produced colored glass. How about ordering two colored glass screens? Yes, Lu Jilan's glass kiln had finally started producing, but she hadn't yet produced pure, colorless glass. Instead, she made multicolored glass. Moreover, the glass pieces were small, and the production volume was not high. For Xu Ting to directly request two screens was quite generous. To be honest, people of this era found this colored glass very appealing. To help the eldest princess accumulate wealth, Lu Jilan couldn't wait to put them on sale. Lu Jilan, would she be willing to sell to me? After all, colored glass is priceless. Xu Ting smiled. Normally, Lu Jilan might have more integrity, but now, she needed money. A penny for the hero's thoughts, the world is just that realistic. She will, Xu Ting reassured, patting Du Xinyan's head. She straightforwardly continued, you don't need to worry. I'll send someone to take care of it.